the Gritty Growing Up Podcast. Because mental health conversations don't have to be uncomfortable and argumentative. Gritty Growing Up is about challenging the perceptions of childhood and recognising that whilst it isn't what it used to be, we can still make it positive. Join us as we share conversations, knowledge and strategies to help your family connect and move forward together. Welcome back to Gritty Growing Up. I want to dive on today and talk about goals and why we need to set big, scary ones. Now, so many young people that I meet in my work are actually quite terrified and not of our conventional or in fear of failure. I'm talking about a fear of being successful. And I was reading a really interesting article the other day that was talking about how we actually have lower expectations of girls than we do of boys. And that as girls get older, they are less likely to think that they can strive for huge goals. And it's something that really struck me because so many young people that I meet are terrified of being successful. And categorically, I find that more of my girls are scared of being successful than my boys. And we hear a lot more negative self-talk. I don't deserve to be, I'm not good enough, I don't belong there, I won't achieve that, I'm not clever enough, I'm not good enough. We kind of hear all these limiting beliefs that really have a huge impact on our ability to strive for huge goals. And it's something that I think we need to pay some really close attention to as we begin to think about the future of our young people in this country. And why we actually as adults need to be role modelling really good goal setting to young people as well. Now, when we set goals, a lot of people set really safe, easy goals that technically they could probably achieve in a week or two if they stuck their heads down and achieved them. But what we find is that people set goals and they just never quite get there. And not because they're lazy or not because they don't care about them, but actually because they're just too easy. And when our goals are easy and we know that we could achieve them in a week or two, we procrastinate about them for a lot longer. We'll sit around, we'll be like, oh yeah, I'll do it later. And we know that actually, if I just stuck my head down, this would be done really quick. So therefore, my determination and my momentum to actually get that working and to start making progress towards them diminishes. Because if my goals are easy, I don't need to put as much work in. Or I can delay that work because I get them done later. And then what we find is those goals just never get done. And something I teach a lot on our Level 4 Child and Adolescent Mental Health Coaching qualification is why our goals should terrify us. You know, if my goals are not filling me with an equal balance of fear and excitement, they're probably just not doing the job that they need to do. So there's something to really ponder on how are we role modelling this to young people? Because I really think a lot of us play life quite safe. And I don't mean go out and take really stupid risks and do ridiculous things, but just do we think big enough? Do we have high enough expectations of ourselves? Or are we just too worried about what everybody else thinks of us? And something that we can frequently see is that people are just terrified of other people's opinions, and I get it. I totally get it. Years ago, I used to compete in fitness competitions, and the negative feedback you would hear around you was toxic. And it made you question whether you actually did belong there, even though you'd worked your backside off for weeks on end to achieve these things. So I totally hear you that we can watch it and we can hear it and it can put us off. But today I want to reframe it. What if those people that will give you the running commentary about what you are doing and your goals are so terrified of their own lives they just feel that they need to try and pull you down to make themselves feel safer? Because the majority of people who are commenting on those who are achieving really great stuff are people who are so terrified of their own shadows, are holding themselves back, or so scared that actually what they want is to keep the platform balanced. And you know, this state of equilibrium that we want to be in, it is not comfortable to other people if you are growing. And if you are setting big goals and you are achieving big things, it is terrifying to other people because it's going to push them to have to move and they don't want to. And, you know, something I talk about a lot with my coaches is you are the equivalent of the five people you spend the most time with. So if one person in your group starts to really up-level their life and set big goals and start striving forwards, it's going to make everyone else feel uncomfortable. Because it just creates disequilibrium and they're like, oh my God, I don't know how I feel about this. And I don't want them to do it. So we try to put them off. And when you work in business, and I've been in business for 10 years, you quickly discover that frequently your biggest supporters are not your closest friends. Your biggest supporters often tend to be your clients or complete strangers. And I don't think it's because people aren't happy for you, but actually they're uncomfortable. And it feels weird and it feels odd and I don't know how I feel about it, or it's making me feel like I'm not good enough. And we hear a lot of feedback, oh, you've made me feel really guilty that I'm not doing enough. You've made me feel really bad that I didn't do this, or oh, you're making me feel really uncomfortable. And they are feeling that. You haven't made them do anything. But the challenge that we have is for a lot of girls and women, and I'm not saying that guys don't feel this way, but I see it a lot with girls and women, is it will put them off because they don't want to make other people feel bad. They don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. And I'm going to beg of you today that if you have a young person and they have massive dreams, just fuel it. Just encourage it, because even if they don't get there, they're going to do better than they ever expected. And if we don't have a goal and a dream and something to aspire for that is massive and scary and is going to take loads of effort, we're not really going anywhere. And actually, sometimes it's in striving for those things that actually we end up going in a different direction. You know, I didn't set out 10 years ago to set up Dandelion and create a training company. I set out to open a therapy practice, and then I just wanted more and I wanted more because I wanted to make a bigger impact. And so many of our young people actually do start off life with some huge dreams. I want to be the Prime Minister. I want to be an astronaut. I want to change the world. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to do this, whatever their goal is. Can we just encourage it more? Stop downplaying it. Stop encouraging them to get a safe job, because in striving to achieve those big goals, they're going to develop skills and knowledge and connections and networks that are going to serve them for the rest of their lives. And sometimes, even if we fail, we might just go in a different direction and create something even better. And for some of them, they're going to succeed and they're going to do some incredible stuff and they're going to be like, oh my God, I had the best fan club. I had the best people supporting me and encouraging me, and everyone believed in me. And that's going to create a tidal wave of encouragement and motivation and support for the next generations. Because we need to stop tearing people down for dreaming big. We need to start looking at those people doing phenomenal stuff and see them as an inspiration and a motivation and a, if they can do it, I can do it too. And we really need to stop this negative self-talk and blaming other people for making us feel bad. Because we get up every single day and we choose how we feel. And we choose how we behave and we choose what we're going to do. So I'm going to beg of you today, if you've stayed this long and you're listening to this podcast and you've got a young person in your life who's got a big goal, go and ask them some questions about it. Go and explore it with them. Ask them what they need. Ask them what knowledge they need. Ask them what skills they need. And then help them create a plan to start putting that into motion. And just start being their biggest supporter. I will be back soon with more Gritty Growing Up. In the meantime,
stay safe, keep open-minded, and we'll look forward to sharing more gritty moments with you next time. If you want to up your knowledge in the meantime, head over to dandeliontraininganddevelopment.com.